Okay. Where in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3. Okay. And now the verse says, in all places is the eyes of God. He sees evil and good. Okay. Now, if we're talking, if the subject of the verse is God, then the subject is, how does God know all these things? Then that doesn't belong until that doesn't belong in Mishlei. That belongs more in Tillim, or in philosophy. Okay, but however, the so therefore we're talking from our viewpoint. Okay, so from our viewpoint, we're aware that God knows everything. But however, if we're aware of God knows everything, it immediately attaches to the to a part of us that we turn to authority, like a conscience. So it becomes a conscience, and then I work based on guilt, not on ideas and chachma, but I'm working on guilt and fear and shame. So therefore, the only way to understand the pasuk is that I'm affected by all of God's systems. God relates to us in two systems, through the laws of nature and Hashgacha Pratis, or God's personal supervision. It's two systems that God relates to us. So therefore, I must be aware that I can never escape his systems. That's why it says, in all places is the eyes of God. In other words, if it's an authority, so then I could rationalize, in my bedroom he doesn't see me, or God is not interested. Like in religions, you see, in a lot of religions is that they have religious actions, but they don't have justice. God doesn't deal with justice. That's not God's domain, justice. So they could do whatever they want. You understand? Or somehow they could rationalize that God will advocate, because we're the right religion, so therefore God will advocate all types of evil. But if you go by systems and analyze the system, you will see that the system cannot tolerate evil. And just because you're a religious person doesn't mean God is going to tolerate evil. And you see that in Torah. I mean, Moshe made a mistake, he was punished. Yaakov made a mistake, he was punished. So you see that it's not punished in the sense of God punishes, you know, like a parent. It's the system affects you. You get the consequences, whether the consequences are from the laws of nature or from Hashgacha Pratis. So the thing is that once you look at it as a system, you just have to look at the consequences, and you can't hide from the consequences, no matter where you are. So therefore, that's what the pasuk is saying, that you should turn from the authoritative God. In other words, don't look at God as an authority, but God the source of all reality. That God is the source of all reality, and therefore, and I live in his world. Because I live in his world, I live by his systems. And you must analyze, according to King Solomon, you must analyze God's systems according to consequences.